Welcome everyone in person and online to a special unscheduled or loosely scheduled seminar with the man who needs no introduction, Bhaskaran himself. But let me say a few words anyway for those of you that don't know Bhaskaran. We're, you know, proud to have him as a colleague here at the Perimeter Institute, and Bhaskaran's also a member of the institute's listed here in Chennai. So he splits his time between India and Waterloo. And, you know, I think we love to say that we know spring has arrived in Canada when Bhaskaran arrives at Perimeter. So it's always lifts our spirits after a long winter. So Bhaskaran is famous for many achievements in physics, which I won't list all of them. But I think the most well-known contribution is some of Bhaskaran's work with Phil Anderson on the RVB, the theory of the resonating valence bond states, which are relevant for superconductivity and many other things that Bhaskaran has worked on. But there's lots of time for physics discussions with Bhaskaran. I think the kind of fun thing that we're going to talk about today, which is why we asked Bhaskaran to be here, is to talk a little bit about his experience at ICTP. And in particular, his relationship and his kind of like knowledge of Abdus Salam. So for those of you who don't know ICTP, the International, what does it stand for? Center for Theoretical Physics, right? I'm sure many of you have been there in Trieste, Italy. I encourage you to look up its mission statement. It's just to put it short, I kind of grabbed this snippet here. To foster the growth of advanced studies and research in physics and math, especially in support of excellence in developing countries. So this kind of thread runs deep in Perimeter and also in Pickle, where we have many connections to ICTP. Many of the people in the room there have probably been to ICTP and some of the programming. And Bhaskaran was the inaugural recipient, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, of the ICTP Prize, okay, which is awarded to young physicists under 40 from developing countries, for excellence in research. So I'm going to leave it at there. Thanks so much, Bhaskaran, for agreeing to give this special talk. And I look forward to it and the discussion. Take it away, Bhaskaran.
Thank you, Roger, for a very kind introduction. Thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you informally for the next 1 hour about this great center, International Center for Theoretical Physics, and Professor Abdus Salam. I have given this talk in a couple of places, and I made some modification to suit this audience. So it's going to be very informal, so please stop me if you have any questions. That way it will be much better. So actually, I have to acknowledge my good old friend, Subbai Arunachalam, because I submitted my thesis at Bangalore, Institute of Science. And then there was this beautiful summer spring college in ICTP. It was announced. So I applied for it. They didn't have enough money to pay for travel. Then I contacted my good friend. He was sitting in Delhi, the capital of India. So he went and ran around various science organizations and got me travel money. So without that, my whole career would have been different. So these small changes. So I thank him. And Arunachalam is 81 or 82. Amazing guy. He's still very active. He's a champion of open access. He's still active. He's in India, in Chennai. Okay. Now, this is what I plan to do. Generally, I'll talk about science and third world countries and Abdus Salam and ICTP, what it meant and what it means now. How Indian theoretical physics and science got benefited. It's an example. Then there was a beautiful meeting in 2014, ICTP at 50. I will show some of those things. And then models following ICTP, future of science in developing countries, is what I plan to do. So science is a collective effort of humanity to understand nature around us. There's evolved a methodology, scientific method, that has become extremely powerful over the last 3 to 4 centuries, relies on observable and reproducible facts, not controlled by national borders, race, creed, etc. It's very important about science. Change the world we live in It has changed society, it has changed education, lifestyle, health, even political systems and so on. So people have studied how political systems and overwhelming emergence of democracy and so on can be attributed to science and communications all over the world. Okay. And then science is power. Together with wisdom, it could take humanity to newer heights and make our planet a happy abode for all life. But power and wisdom seldom go together. It'll be so this is where, you know, people worry about science. We misuse it. So it'll be a constant challenge demanding vigilance and working together, wisdom and science. So this is where Abdul Salam comes. So Salam was born in 1926. He was born in a village called Jhang in British India. Now it's Pakistan. He had a school at Jhang and college at Lahore. And he got a PhD at Cambridge, postdoctoral fellow, before he finished his PhD at the Institute for Advanced Study. I'll tell the story. He became the youngest, he was the first youngest to become a fellow of the Royal Society at the age of 33. He founded ICTP. He got Nobel Prize in Physics in 1979. He's well known for parity violation, electroweak unification, Salam-Weinberg model, superphase formalism, Pathi Salam model, and a variety of things. He's an inspiring physicist and an inspiring man. A little bit about Salam. He was inspired by one of his professors, Chawla, who challenged Salam, gave him Salam some paper of Ramanujan, a way of solving some quartic equations. So Salam went deeply into it, very quickly found a way of doing it better than Ramanujan. Then that was his first publication, math student, when he was hardly 16. He was just finishing his high school. And apparently the method that Salam found out is much simpler than what Ramanujan had found out, the great mathematician. So then he did, as I said, various things. Then his whole career is very fascinating. He got some fellowship, thanks to some money available at that time, for people with farming background. There was some special money to travel abroad. And fortunately, his dad had, or his from his wife said, they had a small piece of land. So that enabled to get him the fellowship. He went to Cambridge and got first in everything. And it's very interesting. He tried various things. And then his guide, I forget his name, I should have noted it down, handed him over to Matthews, who was a very distinguished energy physicist, who was just finishing his PhD. So Matthews told him that there is this beautiful work from Dyson about renormalization of quantum field theory, Dyson, Schwinger, and others. Maybe we should apply it to ions and other, you know, systems beyond quantum electrodynamics. And so he gave him as a problem. After a few months, Salam had an exact solution for that question. So Matthews was very impressed. So then that was already more than a PhD. Then at that time, Matthews was going to Princeton Institute for Advanced Studies as a postdoctoral fellow. So his supervisor thought it's best that Salam also goes with him. So they changed the official procedures and made Matthews his supervisor. And Salam went to Institute for Advanced Study and interacted with Dyson and others. And then he returned to Pakistan. Then he had trouble I will discuss it in some detail, in pursuing his research. So he came back to UK and at a very young age became a professor at Imperial College. Then he became a fellow of the Royal Society and so on. So this is, you know, you all know that behind the Standard model, this grand unification of three generations of fermions and then quarks, leptons, and then bosons. So this, you are all familiar with this. So there is a very nice article. I will show the references. Ram Prakash Bamba was a contemporary of Salam. So they went to school together and almost with a 1 year difference. So he's a well-known number theorist. He's no more, unfortunately. He settled down in Chandigarh in India. So they were friends, and it's very nice that they were together in school. They went to Cambridge together, and also they went to Princeton together. Even he was a mathematician. So apparently Salam said that if you meet Dyson, you tell him that I have renormalized longitudinal photons. Then Chawla meets the Bamba meets Dyson and mentioned this to him. He said, "I don't believe it, but if he has done it, he'll be very famous." And he is famous. On my telling Dyson that Salam had taken up this work because of his suggestion in one of his papers, Dyson said, in a characteristic Englishman's way, "I had said it should be done, not that it could be done." Okay, so that was Salam. Then Salam started worrying about his inability to do science when he went back to India, from Cambridge and Princeton to India. So he thought about others who want to do modern science and what kind of problem. So he has gifted men from countries such as Pakistan, Brazil, and so on. They get trained in the West. They go to build their own individual groups. Is it possible to move that? Then these men go back to the universities in their home countries. They were perhaps completely alone. The group of which they form a part were too small to form a critical mass. There were no good libraries. There was no communication with group abroad. There was no criticism of what they were doing, and so on. So these men were isolated, and isolation in theoretical physics, as in most fields of intellectual work, is death. This was the pattern when I became associated with Lahore University, young Salam. There is a beautiful book called Ideals and Realities. I will show the reference later, published by World Scientific. Salam's articles about his passion for theoretical physics, passion for third world countries, how science is important. There are many interesting articles. So he is supposed to have made the famous statement, "Scientific thought is a common heritage of mankind." And in fact, I remember whenever there are lots of programs going on ICTP, you will find a lot of young people from third world countries. So on one morning, he will call every month, he will have some group meeting, he will collect people and tell them about science. See, he used to say that we are all messengers of peace. We are trying to do science for the sake of humanity. So please don't listen to the politicians. They will divide you. So please go back and establish ICTPs in various places. So he used to, for example, this group, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Nepal, and Sri Lanka, there are tensions at the level of government. But on the other hand, Salam used to say that, see, we are all human beings. We are all on this planet together to work for the betterment of the whole thing. So let us work together. So he used to be passionately saying this regularly. Then Salam, in one of his writings, talks about how, for example, he says, Salam was convinced that most important factor that condemns the world to live in misery and suffering was a lack of scientific development. That is his point of view. So he says the globe of ours. So it is political decision on the part of those from the South who decide on the destiny of developing humanity, if they will take steps to let lay miserable, create, master, and utilize modern science and technology. So his point was the politicians should be sensitized and they should be told the importance of science and technology. And he gives several examples, which also we realize that science and technology has been the power behind many of these so-called well-developed nations historically. So it is a priority for, it should be a priority for developing countries. Then he talks about funds developing. It must realize that scientific men and women are a precious asset. They must be given opportunities. This is a lament. He laments about money spent on science and development. In fact, this used to be the case in India. I remember 50 years ago, it was terrible. Practically no money. Now there are some funds. It's true in many developing countries. Quite often, the small numbers that exist are underutilized. The goal must be to increase their numbers because the world divided between the haves and have-nots in science and technology cannot endure in equilibrium. It is our duty to redress this inequality. In a Nobel symposium, Salam is supposed to have said he had a vision of, it's after he started ICTP, in such institutions together with the international institutes I have spoken about in the developing countries, both in pure and applied sciences, as well as in economic, sociology, and other studies of man, would make up a federation enriching each otherwise by contacts, deriving strength from common ideals shared and practiced. It's happening to some extent now, thanks to a lot of communication development. As I said, I would like to see such federation linked up with the United Nations organization or one of its agencies in a loose connection before the Federation of World Institutes begin to look like a world university. So he had a dream, new institutes and so on. So he was dreaming about it even as he became an young professor at ICTP, at Imperial College. And incidentally, the Nobel Prize money that, Salam, it's not well known actually, was made, it completely given to education of young children in developing countries. So he was a kind of selfless man. So there is a very nice article written by Kibble, biographical memoirs, the fellow of the Royal Society. When Salam passed away, Kibble, his colleague, wrote an article. He says, Salam deeply regretted having to leave his native country to pursue, chose and determined to do what? Okay. That's what. There is an YouTube channel, that ICTP, and that has beautiful talks about Salam and the ICTP activities recorded during this ICTP at 50 meet. That was in 2014. And there are also, it's amazing, this book edited by Kibble and others on selected papers of Salam with commentaries, a very inspiring book. You can see Salam's breadth and width of his contributions in this thing. And also, this is Ideals and Realities, the book that collected essays of Salam on various issues. And then there are two biographies on Salam by Jagdeep Singh and others. Then when after Salam passed away, celebrating his 50th year of joining Imperial College, there was a fest, it was in Imperial College, and Michael Duff edited it. And there are very interesting articles about Salam as a scientist by Gerald Tuhoft, Nobel laureate, Kibble, Isham, and Isham, his collaborator, and others. And there are many other articles also. So also, there is, it's freely available, tribute to Abdul Salam, 1 year after he passed away. Edited by Hammande, there are very valuable articles. It gives you a glimpse of this great man. So ICTP is an idea, a seed in Salam's mind. We need hundreds of international centers like ICTP in all branches of science all over the world. That was his dream. So you see two persons, that's Abdul Salam, and sitting, let's say, right to him is Paolo Budinich, whom also I knew very well. He was an Italian high energy physicist. According to his words, so the establishment of International Center for Theoretical Physics and of the several international institutions is due to a series of accidental but correlated events. So apparently, Salam participated in 1960 in an international symposium on elementary particle field theory at Trieste in a beautiful castle. I will show the picture of that, where he discussed SU3 symmetry and denormalization. Then around that time, he made a proposal to the General Conference of the International Atomic Energy Agency for the creation of an International Center for Physics under the flag of the United Nations. And this is where, I accidentally learned about it a few days later from Eduardo Amaldi in Rome. This early notice gave us the possibility of convincing the... So it turned out Paolo Budinich is from Trieste. He has very good political connection. He knew the mayor and various things. So once he was convinced of Salam's mission, he worked very hard to get this beautiful land and various things. So Paolo Budinich became Salam's right hand. As a result of these happenings, after 3 years of difficult diplomatic battle, which we Italians fought in Vienna and so on, finally in 64, it was inaugurated. So it is well known that Paolo Budinich played a very important role. And also, this also shows how Salam made use of his good friends for good purpose. It seems he convinced Paolo Budinich that he could get it with his power, all these things from Trieste, and also he should get support from Italian government. It so happens in the last more than 40, 50 years, Italian government has been constantly supporting ICTP in terms of money and other things. And it, as people say, it's a win-win situation because the face of Trieste has changed as a science town in Europe because of the establishment of ICTP. So they feel very happy. In fact, it was a very interesting trick. So at some point, Italian government decided to spend some amount of money from their budget for third world countries as their contribution. So Paolo Budinich and others convinced them, why don't you spend it on Trieste? Because it will help third world countries. So it was a win-win situation. So all the money was spent in Trieste, which developed Trieste into a great place. But at the same time, it in a concrete and focused way benefited third world countries. So this is the picture of. And this is the town Trieste. In aerial view, it's a portal city, port city. Many people have seen it, you have lived there. And very beautiful place. I'll just slowly come down. I like this place. This is close to the center. There's a canal. In fact, I have lived in the house. You see the red house, just the one before that. I used to have a room on the top of that. It's a beautiful view of the canal. On that side, there is the sea. And then as you approach, as you move away, there is a beautiful forest. And then there is a area is called Barcola. And there is a lighthouse. And then this beautiful view of Miramare Castle, and then ICTP is these buildings here. I don't have a pointer, let me point it out. This is the ICTP complex. So Paolo Budinich is convinced that you have a beautiful park near Miramare Castle, just give a piece of that. So they were happy to give that, and that's what became ICTP. And if you walk just about 10 minutes from ICTP, you see this Miramare Castle, see this beautiful sea. And in fact, the sea looks rough, but if you walk 100 meters away, you can swim in the sea. It's, that's called Adriatic, very calm and quiet there. This is a close up. Yeah. You see a tall building, that was a hotel. Slowly, ICTP convinced the hotel people to sell it to ICTP at a low price, and it became a guest house of ICTP. And you see the boats and so on. So whenever I was at ICTP, whenever I'm staying there, I will go early morning at 6 o'clock, walk along that, and then come here, you can swim in the beach. It's a very calm and peaceful beach. So they will say there are only few people swim there, Bhaskaran and some crazy Russians. So because Russians loved cold water, my friends. So this is ICTP. Okay, there are beautiful, the choice of place was fantastic because if you just walk a few miles, you have a village, Napoleon Walk, Opicina, Miramare Park, many historical places, beautiful paintings, and it has borders with Australia, Slovenia, Switzerland, Roman ruins. And you can travel in 1 hour to Venice by fast train. And there is a boat trip to Yugoslavia, very cheap. And so in fact, it was very valuable. In addition to the 5 days of physics that we used to do, we do very many of these things in the neighborhood. In fact, I was well known for taking friends whomsoever I may meet to this Tervisio. It's a place where you take a bus and train, and then you hike, you go on a mountain hike, 2-3 hours up, and then you see beautiful view of Austria and so on. So all kinds of beautiful things. Okay, so Salam efforts through ICTP has reached, okay, let me give a personal story. So I land up in ICTP in 1976. So Salam welcomes the participants. I was an young participant, like many, at least 100 participants. So he said, young men and women, you are here. The idea is to put you with the best people from the world. Now it's for you to perform. So we can't do anything more than that. So please take it seriously and discuss with people and learn it. Okay. Then I think that year or next year, when I was sitting in my office, because there was enough space there, four participants will sit in an office. So I was every day watching an elderly gentleman next door. So I asked somebody, who is this man? He said, don't you know? He's Paul Dirac. I was shocked. Because that's what Abdus Salam said. ICTP's duty is put you together with the best scientists from the world. Now the rest is your effort. So it was kind of intimidating sitting in an office next to Paul Dirac, the famous, you know, Dirac equation, Dirac. And you see Paul Dirac with his wife and other visitors. And you see on the second, this is Paula Budinich. And this is, I do not know, Michele Parinello. He is somewhere in Switzerland. No? He's a well-known guy who, Parinello, Carr Parinello method in electronic structure calculations and various things. He's very well known, like a Nobel Prize. So he grew up in ICTP. So, sorry? Michele Parinello. Michele Parinello. P-A-R-R-I-N-E-L-L-O. Parinello. So there's a good friend of.
That's Sidney Coleman, second from the left.
Sorry, Lee, I didn't get
you. That's Sidney Coleman, I believe.
I'm sorry, I don't hear. Please, louder.
That is Lee. Sidney Coleman.
Lee is saying that it looks like Sidney Coleman, second from the left, although I must say I'm not sure it looks that way to me. But anyway, that's what.
Yeah. Just a... So that is Parinello. The first is Budinich, second is Parinello. I think third, I believe, is French. I forgot the name. Then Paul Dirac's wife, Paul Dirac. And then somebody is covered. Who is that? I don't remember. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the point that I want to make is, you will be in the same floor with Nobel laureates and very distinguished people. Like Paul Dirac was next to my office. So I was wondering how to perform like Paul Dirac. You know, it's a big challenge from Abdus Salam. So that was, you know, just a... there is a nature commemorating the 50th anniversary of ICTP. Nature writes about it as all over time. In 1998, the institute expanded its brief to include mathematics, and yet now it has many, many things. In the past 2 years, it has opened satellite campuses in Brazil, Mexico, and so on. I will tell about these things. And also, it opened what is called a World Academy of Science, the Third World Academy of Sciences. Now the name is changed. So the idea is, there are distinguished scientists in Third World. They should get united, and they should work together. Recognize, support, and promote excellence in scientific research in the South, provide promising scientists in the South with research. So it had many goals. So what Salam did was, in addition to establishing ICTP, he started this world. He was the founding president. Professor C.N.R. Rao, about whom I will tell a little later, he played a very important role as founding members. So, and it's working extremely well. And there are many, many activities. This is also Salam's effort, Third World Academy of Science. You may like to see the website. Then Mohammed Hassan is the president. In fact, I knew Mohammed from the beginning. He used to come from Ethiopia to ICTP regularly. He took advantage and he grew in his field. And now he's the president of the Third World Academy of Sciences. Then as an offshoot of 3S activity, there is also an international center for genetic engineering and biotechnology in 3S there. Very well-known international institute, very well functioning. It also started one at New Delhi. So from one ICTP seed, many things happen. So, and they used to have regular schools on neuroscience, which I used to attend. Okay, now let me, how am I doing with respect to, am I going the right pace? Okay, so since I'm from India, I want to tell you how Indians got benefited, because it's amazing that when I realized it's nearly 50 years when I started my research. I joined for my PhD in 1970. This year is 2021. So in 50 years, things have changed enormously. For example, we used to go to the library. You don't need to, have your own cell phone. Then we didn't have preprint service. So whenever we read an article in Physical Review Letters or Nature, immediately we have preprint request cards. And I will buy special stamps to please the author and say, please send me a copy of your article. So post it. And then in 2 weeks' time, the author will send you by airmail or by email. Then it'll take a month or so, the preprint. So that's the way we used to get preprint. There was no archive at that time. and even library facilities were minimal, but still we were functioning. So the theoretical physics community was, there were isolated pockets were strong in India, but there was no cohesion. There was not networking, not many activities. And 3SA Center became a very, very important net. In fact, my early meeting of all my distinguished theoretical physics colleagues were all at 3SA. I never met any of them in India as a student also. Once or twice, one or two I have met. So what 3SA used to do was they had 3 months of summer workshops on high energy physics and condensed matter physics and biology and so on. So they will put 50 people will come together and then discuss, you know, threadbare, very basic workout problems like your this perimeter scholars international activity, many, many things. So that people, I used to collaborate with people from, you know, Uzbekistan, Pakistan, and, you know, there was no, we are all messengers of peace. So we all worked together. And also they started something called associateship program. I will tell them about them in some detail. That is, if you become an associate, you are promised 3 visits in 5 years, each lasting for 3 months. So they will take care of travel, and it's a wonderful thing. And once you go there, you visit Europe. You get an opportunity to visit other places. So that kind of thing was started when nothing was there. So it became very valuable for the growth of Indian science, in particularly theoretical physics. And ICTP started ICTP preprint services, and then reprint services, and then and so on. So I have no time to elaborate on it, but I can say that the growth of Indian theoretical physics, theoretical condensed matter physics, owes a lot to the synergy that ICTP brought among Indians as well as with the Westerners. I will also emphasize it a little later. There is in fact a documentary. I should have taken the exact reference. I forgot. So, International Center for Condensed Matter Physics, Brasilia, now, and then International Institute of Physics at NET, Natau, then Asia Pacific Center for Theoretical Physics in Korea, African Institute for Math. They were all inspirations, got inspiration from ICTP partly. Personally, I'm a great beneficiary of ICTP. Let me, as I told you, I got a travel fellowship to go to ICTP in 76. So it turned out I was very talkative in the sense I'm coming from an institute. So I was encouraged to ask questions during seminars. So during the spring college program, I asked several questions, dumb questions and so on. Then I was being watched by somebody by name Stig Lundquist. Then as it was going, Stig came to me and said, "Then you seem to be asking a lot of questions. I don't know why, but do you want to stay further?" He said, "I'll be happy to stay." So of course, my wife was not happy because I was just newly married, left my wife at home and fell in love with ICT. I came for 3 months and I stayed for 6 months. And then there is no return. I started going to ICTP every year, spent nearly 3 months interacting with visitors and so on. So I have spent nearly 6 years. Okay. Now, I just wanted to emphasize, like I said, that I had the opportunity to see Dirac and many other people. One day, P.W. Anderson, a famous Nobel laureate from Princeton, visited ICTP. He gave a colloquium on spin glass and origin of life. So it turned out there is a famous theory of spin glass due to Edwards and Anderson, which was simplified by Sherrington and Kirkpatrick. And it was exactly solved by Parisi, and you got Nobel Prize last year for the famous solution of spin glass, because it exemplifies complexity in a model system. It says how complex systems self-organize into hierarchical structure, various optimal solutions. So very beautiful. In fact, today morning I had a very nice talk with Estella. So it was due to, and he gave a talk about how prebiotic evolution could be discussed in terms of these complex issues and so on, and evolution can be explained. So he gave a beautiful talk. I had some question to him, then I left. Then I was sitting in the cafe. At around 2 o'clock, Erio Tosati, my good host, came running to me. He said, "Bhaskaran, Phil Anderson is free. Please come and talk to him." I said, no, he's a great man. I'm afraid to talk to him. He said, no, don't be afraid, come. So he essentially dragged me along with another friend, Arun Jayanagar, is no more, unfortunately. He also said, "Why are you afraid of Anderson? I will come with you." So we went together, and it turned out we had 2 hours of discussion. Apparently, Anderson liked it because I challenged him in one of his theories. Anderson had some theory of superfluid helium and super solid helium, which I didn't agree. So we had intense disagreement and argument. And that was the beginning of our long time collaboration. He was a great man. And next day, incidentally, it was also a kind of asylum for me because I was employed in India after my PhD in an institute, good place, where the job was temporary. I got that job to fill up vacancy of some people who are away. Then the vacancy gets filled up. You know, that person comes back. So I had no job. So at that time, Eriot Vasati said, "You come along, come to ICTP, be here for a couple of years, you'll get a job back in India," which I did not get. Then one day Eriot Vasati said that, "I remember Phil Anderson was happy with you, why don't you write to him?" And he said, "Also write to 13 people. He gave a list. Only one person invited me, that was Phil Anderson. So I was happy. It connected me to the Western world. And so I'm very happy about it. So it is without ICTP, that trajectory could not have been there. And you know, this is I never wrote many papers there sitting in ICTP, but on the other hand, I interacted with people, we had lots of discussions and collaboration. So I made friends with scientists from Pakistan, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Argentina, you name any country, you'll find interesting people from there. So Indian theoretical physicists, most of them I met at ICTP first. So essentially it was very clear, working scientists all over the world are invisible binding forces and messengers of peace in a divided world. It's very clear because I have written paper with Chinese colleagues when China and India were fighting. But you know, I have written papers with Pakistan friends. So scientists in that way have a very special role in the world. And I am very proud of this picture. There was a prize instituted for scientists from third world countries below 40. I think there is no reason why they should have given it to me. I was there, so they gave it to me. So my wife and Abdul Salam and Stig Lundquist, his face is covered. So it was a memorable moment in 1983 when I had gone to ICTP after losing my job in India. So ICTP was the asylum for me. And I will just, in the next 20 minutes, tell about the working style of Salam. You know, he was a workaholic, as they say. He used to get at 4 in the morning and work. Then he'll come to the office. And then from 8 to 11, he will collaborate with collaborators. No secretary will come and see him. So he had a very clear time schedule. And his son also says, when he was in, whenever he is back in Imperial College, he used to get up at 4 in the morning and work like hell. So that was Salam's working style. And he had a lot of collaborators. And he was very imaginative. Apparently, he will think about a problem and come to some solution and tell them, "This is a solution. Please find out the path to this solution." And very often he's right, sometimes he's wrong. So he's a and he's an effective worker in terms of administration also. And he cared, his heart was on human beings. That was his heart. So he said, science could be made more use of than what it is being now, and the world will be a better place, particularly third world countries and so-called developing nations. About Salam science, there is a very, Salam has written many papers. Tuhuf, the Nobel laureate, he writes in that book, Salam Plus 50, to obtain the grand picture of the physical world we inhabit, to identify the real problems and distinguish them from technical details, to spot the very deeply hidden or where there is room for genuine improvement and revolutionary progress. Courage is required. Salam had tremendous courage, Salam. Every now and then, one has to take a step backwards. One has to ask silly questions. One must question established wisdom. One must play with ideas like being a child. And one must not be afraid of making dumb mistakes. By his adversaries, Salam was accused of all these things. So, you know, there's a beautiful article by Isham, his collaborator, the way Salam hypothesis, the way he speculates, finally arrives at conclusion. So many people may not agree with working style, but Tehuft has, you know, a very important point to say about Salam's working style. So, you know, as research scholars, students in research, please don't be afraid to make mistakes. It's very important, actually. I make too many of them. That's a different point. And as, you know, as a man, Hammande was a long-time administrative officer of ICTP, great man, I knew him very well. He's from Holland. So Abdus Salam was motivated, he says that. He was at times very impatient, and each time he has been somewhat rude to me, he would send me a note of apologies accompanied by a small present. I must also mention that I have always been impressed by his multitasking capacity. He could switch from one subject to the other with velocity of lightning. So physicists would have said velocity of light. He says velocity of lightning. It's interesting. So this is Abdus Salam. Then the other director, Miguel Veresaro of Veresaro Algebra, a good friend who is no more. Elio Tussati, who is at CISA, a good friend of mine and collaborator. He was a director for a couple of years. And Paolo Budinich. Then K.R. Srinivasan. He was an aeronautical engineer from Indian Institute of Science. He was my contemporary as a PhD student. Very silent guy. I knew him at Indian Institute of Science. Never spoken a word with him. Then he became very well known turbulence and hydrodynamics person. He was a director. Then string theorist, my friend. Please remind me the name. Fernando.
Fernando
Cueva from Colombia, right? Colombia. So Fernando was the director. Now current director is a string theorist. A good friend of mine. He was a Tata Institute. He's a string theorist. Atish Dabolkar, he is the current director of ICTP. So it has been in good hands, and lots of beautiful things are happening. Just to give you what is ICTP, this I took a snapshot from ICTP website. So ICTP also has a postgraduate diploma program, like Perimeter Institute, 1 year program. There are at least two of them here. I will tell about them later. Then they have joint program with IAEA. And then they have PhD joint programs and several international master physics of complex system. It started in high energy physics, slowly went into condensed matter, physics of complex system, climatology, and variety of things. And high performance computing is one of the strengths of ICT. They have a lot of people who are involved in high performance. I'm sure they are involved in quantum computing now. Then they conduct a lot of conferences, workshops with mind people from third world countries. So they are given more concession. People from first world also come. They all put together and, fantastic time. Junior associateship, regular associateship, senior associateship, federal, some of the things that we have at Perimeter is like that. Then Kuwait program. So it was all Salam's doing. Each time he will think about some new idea, he will implement it, go to travel to places, get money from rich people, convince people it is worth spending. Then at some point, Salam realized that experiments are important. You know, after all, science is experimental. Basically, we learn from nature, we learn from experiment. So he started a lab activity. First lab activity was on superconductivity. It was Matakota. He asked them to start a superconducting lab in the basement. And then we went to microprocessors and so on. And then one of the offshoot of ICTP is a famous cyclotron machine, synchrotron radiation machine, Electra, which is up the hill, about few miles from the ICTP. The fantastic experimental activity is going on, growing in ICTP laboratory. So they invited experimental physicists to come to ICTP, spend a few weeks, and then send them to other laboratories all over Europe, convince them that it's worth. So it was a win-win situation because these skilled scientists who come to ICTP for a week or so, they do wonderful work when they go to Germany or UK or France. So it was a very nice. So that is one set of activity. Then an external activity is ICTP partner institutes, science dissemination unit, African Review of Physics, Physics Without Frontiers. So lots and lots of activities are somewhat like in Perimeter, happening in a big way, touching the And it's very clear in 50 years, India has benefited extremely as far as theoretical physics is concerned from ICTP. And it has become essentially independent because there are lots of crosstalks within India, thanks to internet and thanks to new institutions like International Center for Theoretical Studies at Bangalore, run by Spenta Wadia, who was the founding director. In fact, Spenta benefited also from ICTP and many others. And similarly, China in the last 50 years has had tremendous progress in theoretical physics in terms of establishing lots of new institutes. Now, the participation of countries like India and China are less. But on the other hand, there are many countries in the world who need to be lifted in some sense. It will benefit the humanity on the whole. So it's happening. And the emphasis of ICTP also has changed now. There are less of long-term programs. So it's in a very dynamic phase, and it's lots of beautiful things are happening. So in the next 10 minutes, I will... There was a program. I was fortunate to be there. In October 2014, ICTP at 50. So this is unfortunately after Salam passed away. So there was talks and so on. And you can recognize some of this: David Gross, a Nobel laureate from Princeton at that time. And Carlo Rubbia, another Nobel laureate. C.N.R. Rao, a very distinguished solid state chemist and material science person from India. He's responsible for a lot of science developments in India. And the Spirit of Abdul Salam Award was established. So you can see the type of discussion, the future of Earth. It was a very inspiring thing. Introduction to ICTP Partner Institute, focus on Africa, funding basic science and development, international collaboration, and women in science. In fact, this is something very important. Salam realized right at the beginning that women's participation in science is extremely important. So he emphasized repeatedly the role of women. So there were interesting quantitative life. I will show you some more pictures of this. Mathematics, theoretical, Ed Witten, our Subir Sachdev, Duncan Halday, they were all there then in that 5 days. And Dirac Medal, Ashok Sen, who has also been, in fact, I met Ashok for the first time at ICTP. He is also the famous, medal? The fundamental prize or some prize. Along with Ed Witten, he got that. So he also, is a beneficiary of ICTP. So, that was very nice. A president of Rwanda was there because he was, and then former president of Albania, he was an ICTP associate, a theoretical physicist. And then Prince from Jordan, who had some connection, they were all there. Past associates, people who have gone to become presidents and very distinguished scientists and so on. So Fahim Hussain, a good friend of mine from Pakistan, he writes about it in this thing. And then David Gross was very fond of ICTP because whenever he got a chance, he will visit ICTP. He was advising them. And in fact, I remember my first meeting David was at ICTP. According to him, I asked him a complicated question. He took time to explain it to me. I was very happy. David realized the importance of technology transfer. One should talk of science transfer first and technology transfer later. Unless you are very good at science, you will never be good at it. All these lectures are there, incidentally, in the YouTube channel. This is David Gross, a Nobel laureate. Then Abdul Salam, scientific contribution from Carlo Rubbia, another Nobel laureate. Then in a very energetic talk by Professor Rao, because Rao is a man bubbling with a lot of energy. So he talks about how he met Salam first at Caltech. Oh, he was impressed by Salam's passion for third world countries and started working with him. So he helped Salam to build a third world Academy of Sciences and so on. So he has lots of stories to tell in a 20-minute talk. Then Antonio Zucchicchi, many of you may know, is a very well-known particle physicist. He was responsible for running this famous schools in the Sicily island. Lots of interesting stories about it. Then this is Yogesh Pathy, who is The Pati Salam model for grand unification is due to Pati, who is at Maryland. I forget the name of this gentleman. Then you can see Giorgio Parisi and others. I will tell about Giorgio Parisi later. And other friends from other universities. And then Michael Berry. Michael Berry had a lot of respect for ICTP. Michael came and he gave a beautiful talk. And so this shows Duncan Halliday in the Nobel laureate. He talked about the work that he did, which will fetch him Nobel Prize later. And then these are famous mathematician, Fields Medal, Villani. Then women in science, Rohini Godbole, distinguished high energy physicist from India and others. Sen Ashok Sen got Dirac Medal. And in that ceremony, Ed Wheaton gave that medal to him. So Ed Wheaton, by the way, Ed Wheaton was highly respected and spotted by Salam right at the beginning. In fact, even when Ed Wheaton, I think, was a postdoc at Harvard, he was a Harvard fellow also, Salam met him and was impressed, invited him. There is a video of Ed Wheaton discussing with Salam. And in fact, when there is a paper by Salam and his collaborator, Strathdee, in 1980, about what is called Witten anomaly, when you have, it's like a dyon in high energy physics. So Witten found an anomaly. Salam and company give a different proof and understanding of that anomaly. Now that anomaly is very well known in condensed matter physics because there are condensed matter realization of it called Witten effect. So Witten was spotted right at the beginning. And this is, you can see some other people, I think the first person is an Italian distinguished, I forget, Ashok Sen, and then Andrew Strominger from Harvard is a string theorist and so on. Then this young man got Ramanujan Prize, a very famous prize given by ICTP for mathematicians who have become outstanding at a very young age. His story is very inspiring, along with internet. And then these are all my colleagues from India, M.S. Narasimhan, is a very distinguished mathematician. In fact, it's amazing. At M.S. Narasimhan, he's just passed away last year. He spent 20 or 15 years at ICTP. And he was an effective mathematician in terms of building mathematics group. So you see M.S. Narasimhan here. Banyan to ICTP. So these are all people responsible for ICTP branches in Brazil, China, Mexico, Turkey, Rwanda. Unfortunately, India doesn't have. That's my complaint for a long time. Why we didn't follow it? Because in India, even though we have a lot of center of excellence and so on, but there are lots of regions which needs help, and also neighboring countries. So it's very important to have ICTP in India, but it has not happened. Hopefully it will happen soon. As I said, as Salam said, the world needs 100 or more ICTP-like institutions in all of science. So, I don't know if you have seen Banyan tree. Many of you may not have seen it. It's a remarkable tree. If you come to Chennai, I will take you to Banyan trees, which is all over in our campus in IIT Madras. So there is a mother tree. So it grows and then a branch comes down and develops roots. And then it becomes essentially independent. And in some of these big banyan trees, you don't know which is a mother tree. And they spread up to the tall building or even beyond. There are famous banyan trees in Chennai. You are welcome to visit us. So it's growing like that, ICTP. It should grow more. And ICTP also started, unfortunately, it's called BC Spin School. Bangladesh, China, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, India, and Nepal. So all students from these places were brought together in the beautiful Kathmandu, overlooking Everest and so on. And thanks to ICTP support from various people. So it ran very well for 5-6 years. Amazing thing. And unfortunately, it stopped, I think, because of lack of fund and so on. Maybe Perimeter should take some initiative to start. So beautiful, because I have been there. That's the only time I have been to Nepal. It's kind of intimidating. You see Mount Everest at a distance, and you see the huge hills. You see poor people walking, carrying things, and so on. It's a very peculiar impression you get there. And there, theoretical physicists join together and talk about physics and then humanity and so on. Now, one of the offshoot of ICTP is the School of International School at Trieste, very famous school. Now they are doing extremely well. They have a separate campus. Then Africa Institute, similar thing, and Perimeter Scholars International. Over years, you know, people have appreciated, like Stephen Hawking, after a word of appreciation by ICTP, he says, inventing in science is the most efficient long-term way to address the major challenges facing humankind. So how he emphasizes science. Then Charjo, I think his picture I just found in ICTP website, this must be after Charjo got the Nobel Prize. You see the young people around him, catching him. And ICTP played, in my opinion, in fact, I am trying to contact Charjo Parisi's collaborator and himself about the role of ICTP. See, Charjo Parisi was a high energy physicist. He's well known for his work in high energy physics, lattice gate theory. Then suddenly he got attracted by spin glass. And it is clear that he was influenced partly by various eclectic activities at ICTP. And he got deeply into it and got the Nobel Prize. And another real thing is, there was a student by name Zhang. He was at CISA. And Paolo Budinich is supposed to have told Zhang, because Zhang is my friend, he told me this story, please go and meet Charjo Parisi because he has some insight into solid state physics problems. So this guy was working on solid state physics. So together they developed what is called the Kardar-Parisi-Zhang theory of some interfaces, which has become very well known. There are some quantum implications also. So it happened thanks to ICTP and things there. So you see Charjo Parisi. And I just got it. ICTP started this diploma program, very well known. And you see this is my friend Vijay Kumar, was one of the first professors in that, who ran that program. He and Subodh Shanai and many others. And I think this is Ranjba Demi. And this is Haiyang Ki. She was a first batch student, I remember her, because she was doing a project with Patrick Fezekas, my friend, who was a regular visitor, he was a former postdoc of Anderson. And Haiyang Ki is now professor at University of Toronto. She's in the physics, she's doing strongly correlated, very doing very well. So I know at least half a dozen people, Haiyang Ki from University of Toronto, Freddy Kachas, our own Freddy, is a ICTP diploma holder. From there, apparently he went to Harvard, finished a PhD. Akbar Jafari, who is here, Akbar is from Sharif University of Technology. He did his diploma at ICTP. Then Sel, who is here, ICTP. Which year was that?
2013, 2014.
Okay. Then Juan Felipe Carrascuela, Vector Institute, our own Juan, he is from ICTP. And then Saiful Kondekar. In fact, he is at the University of Florida doing very well. And I know him very well because he did a project with me because I was spending 3 months. So he did, as part of the diploma, he did the project with me. So this is one of the offshoots. And there are many such things necessary at this time of the day. Okay. Now let me conclude by my appreciation of Perimeter Institute because Perimeter is showing a new path. See, Salam focused on aid from Vienna and Atomic Energy Commission and he did a wonderful job. But silently, in this background, we see Perimeter Institute has grown to new heights. Private funding for, thanks to Mike Lazaridis and Michel Seribin, sorry for wrong spelling, and partners and colleagues. It's a unique example in the world now, how private individuals have a respect for basic science, unended activity, which, because it's very clear when you talk to Mike Lazaridis that Maxwell's equation has changed the world. When Maxwell's equation was written down, when Maxwell tried to unify Gauss's theory, Bio-Savart law, Faraday's law, and so on together, even Faraday apparently didn't like it. But Maxwell's differential equation, wave equation, predicted the existence of electromagnetic wave. So 20 years down the line, Hertz discovered it. 20 years down the line, Marconi and Bose and others started communication revolution. The world is what it is because of Maxwell's discovery. So, you know, Mike is very passionate that you should support basics, society should support. So Perimeter has shown another way. So it's important to have things like this. I'm asking some general question. So ICTP is an, let me finish by saying that we need hundreds of international centers, that's Salam. Now there is African Institute of Mathematical Sciences, Next Einstein Initiative, Neil Turok's initiative. But now, in the last, since Salam started that, actually things have changed a lot. The world is very different. So fantastic archive lectures. All lectures are available. Anybody sitting anywhere in the world, if you have a reasonable top, you can listen to 40 lectures and become an expert in that field. For example, in India, there is something called National Portal for Science Enhanced Technology. Education or something like that, where all lectures in the famous IITs, there are 20 of them, all lectures that they offer in BTech degrees are available, 30 lectures, 40 lectures in all disciplines, starting from civil engineering, aeronautical engineering. So anybody sitting anywhere can even register in that course. And if you do well, you are invited to do lab work at IIT Madras. So the world has completely changed. Now there are new modes of implementing Salam's dream. Our perimeter's dream. So I think it's very important to take advantage of that. So let me complete by thanking you for your attention.
If anyone has questions, also on Zoom, if you want to send them in the chat.
So, you know, my request would be please visit ICTP when you get a chance, because there are lots of interesting programs which will overlap with your field. Take that opportunity, go there. And, some of you can start ICTPs wherever you are from, because there is a lot of scope for science in synergy in various countries. It's something very important. And, that was Salam used to say. We used to collect us together, and he said that you guys don't be idle when you go home. Start an ICTP wherever you are, because theoretical physics is only one activity of science. There is biology, there is neuroscience. So many things are happening, and the third worlds are not participating in it for very various reasons. Political reasons, because politicians have a different agenda, different priority. So you have to convince them to spend money on science, and so he was very passionate about it. Sorry?
The speed at which things get done from private funding versus community development.
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed a difference?
In fact, yeah, it's a good question. I have given the talk in two places, private funding for basic science in India, because it's the need of the day. I give perimeter as an example. For example, if you go to Bangalore, there are literally 20, 30 billionaires. So many of them are well-minded people, but they don't know how to contribute to science. So I have been encouraging my colleagues at Bangalore to bring them together. There is an institute, I do not know how many of you know, there is an organization called Science Philanthropy Alliance in the US. So what they do is, it was headed by David Baltimore, a Nobel laureate in biology, until a few years ago. Now it's someone else is the head. So they bring together people who are already giving money, like Michael Arizarides or other, Wellcome Trust, various people. And then they invite new rich people and sensitize them, tell them that you won't be wasting the money. It's good for society. And also this fraction that you spend, 0.1% will do, or 1%, So they do that. And now you are saying, is there any difference? Well, apparently, when it comes to money from private donors, you should make sure there are no strings attached. That is something this Science Philanthropy Alliance emphasizes that. And I was reading an article in Science Magazine that 50% of science support for basic science in the US is from private donors now. I was amazed by this number. 50%, it's a large, I do not know about Canada and other countries. So according to people, there is a great potential. Because, for example, if you take India or third world countries, they have their own priorities. There are situations in which they're not spending money on science can be justified because there are immediate problems. But on the other hand, there are billionaires there. So if they take this load and they start sharing money for science, it'll be wonderful. That is the point. So there is a whole, in fact, there are good examples in India, at least a few examples. There is a institute called National Brain, there is a Neuroscience Center at Indians of Saints, Bangalore. So there about, I think, $40 million was given by somebody by name Krish Gopalakrishnan. I happened to meet him once and I asked him, why did he give that money? I was appreciating it. He said, see, Bhaskaran, I'm fascinated by mind. If somebody can understand mind better than what we do now, it will be good. And neuroscience definitely takes you along that direction. So he gave a good, and he has a foundation, and he created in the institute where I work, Indians of Technology, 6 chairs in neuroscience. So there are people who come and go, somewhat like perimeter, we have many, many chairs. So the point is, there are many rich people who will give, but you'll have to sensitize them and you'll have to give them confidence. Because when there is money, there are many people who want to grab it. And you don't know how it's going to be spent. So when thing comes from like Michael Hazard, if he says some others will listen, or in this Science Philanthropy Alliance, think people will listen. Yeah.
I'm just wondering, both in Trieste, it is called International Center for Theoretical Physics, and Perimeter, it's also called Institute for Theoretical Physics. But as you mentioned, they have some other topics.
Correct, yeah.
Complex systems, neuroscience. Is that for them also part of theoretical physics?
So theoretical physics is a seed, it's part of science. So Salam's dream was that all science should be supported. I'm a theoretical physicist, and I know how theoretical physicists suffer in isolation in third world countries. So I want to bring them together. This is true of zoology or biology or neuroscience. So that's why there are, Salam, whenever he found a person, you'll catch him and make him in charge of that. He was very clever in it. Or at least there are articles about Salam's way of approaching people. He will approach them and be so convincing that people will take up that responsibility. That's how people got experts on climate dynamics various beyond the theoretical physics. So it's not called a theoretical physics, like the lab work in ICTP. It was experimental physics and then synchrotron identity. So theoretical physics was an excuse. It's an entry into this world of science. That's the way I understand it. But also I should say, ICTP also slowly assimilating theoretical sciences beyond high energy physics. See, originally high energy physics was thought of as theoretical physics. But then thanks to people like Anderson and so on, condensed matter became part of it. Now complex system. So there are many theoretical sciences which is accommodated in ICTP as a theoretical science, as part of a big emergent phenomena and so on. Have I answered the question?
Yeah, maybe if other people have questions, go ahead. But otherwise, could you describe the interaction a bit? Like, is the main focus still on those previous topics and the rest, is like added on? Because you said for theoretical physics, it's still seen.
Yeah. So it is added on, but now the added on has become bigger than high energy physics. If you look at ICTP, there is a high energy physics group, then there is a condensed matter group, there is also a pure mathematics. Pure mathematics was not part of it, thanks to Narasimhan, about 20 years ago it started, that's a group. And then there ICTP doesn't have a neuroscience program, but CISA has a neuroscience program. Then the climate physics, so in-house group maybe, in fact, there is a website where they give all the different groups existing in ICTP. So ICTP needs a new building, new campus, and some of these things could be shared. And many, for example, the ICTP-like thing in Brasilia, which is called International Center for Condensed Matter Physics, the focus was just right on condensed matter physics. They found that it could not hold it. So now they have made it Institute of Physics at Natal. It got shifted from Brasilia. And it's in Natal. I was in the advisory committee for a long time. So Michael Berry is also advisor there. So it's called Institute of Theoretical Physics in Natal, in eastern part of Brasilia. So it begins with one subject and then slowly expands. Because science is so complex and people call it web of science. There is connection between various things and it's time to recognize it and then grow. But the point I wanted to say is, Salam was far ahead of his time. He was very passionate. And one person could do so much. That's very impressive. Somebody asked him, how many children do you have? at some point. He said, I have 6,000 children. And he said, every young man or young woman who passes through ICTP, they like my children. They are happy. So that's the way he responded. Thank you. Thanks for organizing this. It was, I didn't do much preparation, but